It is still the most seamless process to get somebody into your world. But if you're not doing chat marketing and you're doing messenger marketing, you're missing out on what the true value of ManyChat is all about, right?
Welcome to another episode of the Facebook Marketing Ninja Podcast. My name is Jimmy, and I'm the Associate Creative Director for Manuel Suarez here at AGM. Chat marketing might be best described as a mostly automated two-way conversation between a business and its prospects and customers. And with ManyChat, you can make that conversation happen across Facebook Messenger, text messages, and email, creating a true feeling of omnipresence. But where did it come from, and where is it going in the future? That's what Manuel and ManyChat co-founder and CEO, Mike Yan, talk about in this podcast. You'll also hear about how four guys at a kitchen table in 2017 built the most engaging bot, how you can be one of the first people to get your hands on the ManyChat and Instagram integration, and the amazing stats that Mike's mined. If you'd like to grab Manuel's free training on the basics of ManyChat, go to agmninjalab.com/ManyChat-mini-course and get started today. Go ahead, check it out, guys.
We figured out the solutions. We went through the technical difficulties. We went through the barriers of this world, and now we're here live. And you guys can hear Mike, you can hear me, and we're gonna get this content going. So for you guys that stuck around on YouTube and Facebook waiting for us to figure it all out, thank you very much. And we're gonna make sure that we give you as much value as possible. So as you guys know, this guy right here, this rock star, is somebody that I've admired for many years. His name is Mike Yan, and he is the CEO of a very, very powerful and impressive company that I've admired for many years called ManyChat. You guys know that I'm a big advocate of the platform, and it's an honor and pleasure to have Mike here in his busy schedule. And Mike, I know you can hear me well on Messenger, so thank you for pushing through and helping me solve this so we can talk to our audience about our existing scenes with ManyChat, man.
I'm so super excited, and I'm super happy that we figured this out. Manuel, thank you for having me. I'm honored.
Absolutely. Okay, Mike, so for those few people that haven't had the privilege of diving into the platform that you guys built, which I've been obsessed about for several years now, can you tell them a little bit about your story and how did you get to the point that you figure out this is what I want to do? And tell us a little bit about that story. I don't think I recall hearing that clearly. How did you come to the point that you created this thing that we all love and we all take for granted every day now called ManyChat?
For sure. We started in 2015 when Telegram Messenger opened up their APIs. Telegram was one of the first platforms to do so in the West. What they allowed to do is basically to automate conversations between businesses and bots, chatbots. The Telegram had 65 million monthly active users at that point, and now actually Telegram has over 500 million, which is great, but they had 65 at that point. And we thought it would be a great idea to help businesses do broadcasting and get orders and communicate through this new messaging app medium. After 9 months of doing that, Facebook Messenger opened up their APIs, and we transitioned and focused all of our efforts on bringing and developing the best messenger marketing platform in the world, pioneered a bunch of stuff and a bunch of features, and basically created the whole space. Messenger marketing wasn't a thing before 2015, 2016. And in 2019, we released two new channels, SMS and email. So basically making ManyChat a truly omni-channel platform for your marketing automation. And now this year, two new platforms are coming, Instagram and WhatsApp. And we are very excited about those. Those are huge platforms and are going to make an amazing addition to the family.
You gotta give us some inside scoops somehow, man. Everybody, I was asking, you probably heard about one of my top guys in the messenger world. He's like my number one guy in ManyChat. Mm. He's an absolute like architect genius in the world of actually we've done a couple of projects with you guys, and we built some celebrity channels, and this guy's at the forefront of that. And I asked him, I said, Jonald, Give me some ideas, man. What questions can we ask Mike that, you know, that maybe nobody else is asking him? And he's like, when is Instagram going to be opened up? And I'm like, come on, everybody's asking that same question, man. Like, what? Give me something new. It's like, I told him, I said, look, it's going to open whenever it opens. And he's going to come and he's going to hint at it. And he's going to tell us like, oh, it's coming and upcoming or whatever. But I know that, you know, I can imagine the amount of work that you guys are doing to get this all ready. And you're not going to take away the surprise of the moment. It's available now, right? It's right. You guys can go in there and do it, right? So now that we talked about that and you hinted at
that said, it. Emmanuel, like this is, I think this is an important point. So there's a few things. First of all, Instagram automation is coming and it's coming pretty soon. So like people should start getting ready for this. Like it's on the horizon and it's not something that is gonna like take another year. And that's like on the Facebook, like we're putting a lot of resources behind this, a lot of product resources to make sure that the product is the best in class, and to make sure that you're like IG is such an important platform, right? Now that said, there is already a beta going on. So there are already people who already have access to the Instagram automation features, which are powered by ManyChat.
My feelings are a little bit hurt though, because I asked to be a part of that beta and I was not accepted.
It's not from us, right? It's Facebook does the approval process. But let's try and get you ping me afterwards and let's try and get you into the beta. Maybe like with you have a huge agency, right? Like maybe like that specific customer didn't go through. Maybe we'll find somebody else. So let's talk about that. But just for everybody else, if you want to be a part of the, we cannot like accept everybody, but if you want to have a chance of getting your hands on the IG automation features before anybody else, this is what you should do. We've started the website, manychat.com/Instagram. If you go to manychat.com/Instagram, you will be able, there's going to be a button, join the waitlist. When you click that and you follow the instructions, you're going to be able to apply for the beta. And we're going to basically work with Facebook and try to get as many people as possible to get approved, et cetera, et cetera. But this is the best way to get into the IG beta, IG automation beta before anybody else.
Manychat.com/Instagram.
Exactly. Manychat.com/Instagram. That's where people should go to apply for the beta.
Wow, that's exciting. Now, Mike, I gotta ask you a couple of questions here. All right, and this is important. You might not know this. You and I have ran into each other a few times. I've seen you on stage. You know about me because I'm one of the top guys in regards to ManyChat and building bots and agency wise. I mean, you gave me the award last year for the top performing agency. So you know about me. You might not know, Mike, that. It's sometimes you don't realize what happens around your world and what you built. In my case, I discovered ManyChat in 2017. As I was looking into opportunities, I am obsessed with not creating opportunities, but writing opportunities that already exist. And I was looking at, I already had an agency. We were already structured. It was my second full year. I created the agency called AGM, which is what we still have today and has grown quite a bit. At that point, it was literally four of us in my kitchen. And this was 2017. Just so you can let something sink in for a second. The impact that, you know, obviously I'm not trying to be the teacher's pet here. I think I'm already appreciated by all of you guys over there.
No, I love hearing those stories. So 2017, four people in the kitchen. Okay.
Yeah. And you know that bot that won the most engaging bot in 2019, Dr. Eric Berg's bot that has like a million subscribers on it and it's an absolute powerhouse. That bot was built with these two hands right here in that kitchen in 2017 as you guys were barely taking off. The word messenger marketing, I think nobody knew what the heck that was yet. And I just thought it was the coolest thing. We didn't have any Any, it was those very big blocks on top of the next block on top of the next block. We didn't have like the ability to build a flow, the flow builders, none of that stuff, but I still built something that was incredibly special. The point is that for the next 3 years, yes, I'm not only a ManyChat marketer. I gotten away from being branded as a bot builder. I happen to be really good at bot building, but I am a marketer senior to everything else. I'm a marketer. On those 3 years, 2017, 18, 19, my agency went from 4 kids in a kitchen to 80 staff that we have today.
Wow.
And ManyChat was my tool. You can actually cut this particular video right here. I'll send that over to you and you guys will have a great testimonial, Mike. But I have been, obviously, like we have all kinds of businesses. We have e-commerce businesses, a lot of e-commerce. We did over $100 million in 2020 in e-commerce only. We have a lot of local brick and mortars, a lot of doctors and dentists and a bunch of people. The point is that throughout this entire growth, ManyChat has been a sidekick of mine. So it's no mystery that you guys have recognized what I've done. You reached out to me and asked me to build the Damon John bot and the this guy and that other one along the way because I really took it to heart. And I built a team and we have a lot of rock stars in here, but I think that's an interesting, you know, little story for you because, you know, from 4 guys in a kitchen to 80 staff, and we're about to open a brand new building that we've been remodeling for 1.5 years, and ManyChat being my go-to tool. I'm talking about not ClickFunnels, not Shopify, not this one. ManyChat has been, because it's I'm a big fan of list building. I'm a big fan of like conversations, providing value. If you look at some of the most successful brands that I built, they're all centered around a unicorn, like you, Mike, that they know how to produce value and they know how to educate and give something first before they ask for things. And ManyChat was like just the dream platform. Again, we're not here to talk about that, but I thought for anybody that's listening, I talk about ManyChat all the time. I have training on the subject of ManyChat, but it's something that I haven't talked about, how ManyChat has been by my side along the way, and I made it a requirement for every single account that I manage to have some kind of like, you gotta have a presence in the world of messenger marketing. And when, in 2019, when the world was panicking because Facebook Messenger was gonna disappear from the universe and the 24-hour rules and all that pandemonium, I got super pumped because as usual, you guys stepped above the crowd. And you got proactive, which is something that I admire so much and I never told you directly, Mike, but the ability that you have, it's very unique. The ability to recognize a change that might damage your marketing strategies and just come up with something that is gonna overtake that. In 2019, you guys came up with the SMS, came up with the email, and I just went all in, and we became omni-channel. And messenger marketing didn't become it was for all those years, it was messenger marketing, right? And now messenger, the way that I explain it to people, it's like, it's just the via into this world. That's all it is. It is still the most seamless process to get somebody into your world. But if you're not doing chat marketing and you're doing messenger marketing, you're missing out on what the true value of ManyChat is all about, right? Anyways, that's my story that I thought it would be in a good story for you to tell to the world.
Oh yeah, I cannot wrap my head around like 4 to 80 people. It seems like were not just once, like we talked about ManyChat, right? When like it was me and my co-founder in 2015 and like growing to like over 100 people, but like it seems that there were like you went through the same process. So exciting to see that there were actually like hundreds of people who were into the platform and who were into the and got basically an opportunity to, and seized that opportunity to develop this and to build on this value. So are you excited about Instagram and WhatsApp coming, right? Like
I cannot tell you, man, how excited I am. If you know, I have a channel that it's bigger than Dr. Berg. You might have seen it or heard about it. It's called Metabolismo TV. We have about 1.4 million people in it. And our audience is 100% Latin America, 100%, not 99%. So the WhatsApp opportunity is something that I have been dying for a long time. It's one of those like major things that is going to roll out, that is going to revolutionize for a few years. So we're excited about that. So now that leads me to a question, Mike, that I'm still not fully clear on how this is all going to operate. Correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong, all right? I want you to tell me and answer the audience here because I know everybody's curious about this.
What's the...
If I go to ManyChat, all right?
Yeah.
And I have, now at this point, I have five places, not three, not one like it used to be in 2017, right? Five places that I can communicate with people on different locations that they happen to spend their time at different times of the day. If I go to ManyChat and I have Instagram and I have Messenger and I have WhatsApp and I have text message and I have email, can I actually build one single flow that does all five of them in one single flow conversation, like from Instagram DM, be like, hey, just, you know, I did send you right now on Messenger this, or hey, on Messenger, hey, just check out the email, I attach a PDF. Is that possible that you have one flow doing that, or am I like hallucinating at this point? Tell me.
The answer is yes, you will be able to do that.
That is incredible, guys. I don't think you understand like the what Messenger has meant to marketing in this world has been out of this world, right? Like we AGM marketing, my agency, we actually get clients we nurture, right? E-commerce wise, companies like Dr. Berg, they do millions of dollars. That's just Messenger. What Mike is saying is that we're about to triple these social media platforms inside ManyChat. Just like that, suddenly from having Messenger only, we're gonna go to having Instagram and WhatsApp. And that's gonna be something that we're probably gonna be riding that wave for a few years until the day that, like Gary Vee likes to say, marketers ruin everything, right? But I think we're gonna have a few years that we're gonna be able to ride that opportunity right there, which is quite massive. So I know you said yes. Can you paint us a little bit more of a bigger picture?
How
this is going to be effective for us?
So I think the key thing to recognize is there are certain channels that you can use for re-engagement and some channels that you will not be able, at least as of right now, right? So for example, you can right now have a Facebook ad that goes into Facebook Messenger, asks the person for their email, right? And then sends an email with a link to a PDF or something. And that could be one flow. Like that, you can do that already right now. You can have a Messenger plus email type of flow inside one flow on ManyChat. You could also do a thing, you could, if you wanted to, you could do a three platform flow. You could have a Facebook ad that goes to Messenger that asks, let's say, for a phone number, and then you know, as you know, like our SMS is not regular SMS. Everything ManyChat does is focused on interactivity to go beyond the edge, to go beyond what is expected of just a transactional message, just something that is like one way. So you could actually use our SMS solution to ask the person for their email and get that email through SMS and then send the email to them. And that also could be one flow. So you're going from Facebook ad to Messenger automation, ask for the phone number, send an SMS, ask for their email through SMS and send an email. And that could be all just one flow. Now, when you're talking about like, hey, I've sent this over to you on Messenger, the challenge with Messenger or Instagram or WhatsApp is that the 24-hour rule, right? If you want to send something, if you want to re-engage somebody beyond 24 hours, on Instagram, that's not possible. On Messenger, you can only do that within the strict rules of the message tags. So if it's a confirmed event reminder, sure, you could do that, right? But if it's something that's like not a post-purchase update or not a confirmed event update or not an account update, then you cannot use it for re-engagement. On WhatsApp, the rules are a bit they do have paid re-engagement that is kind of like SMS, but you also need to get those messages approved. Like, you cannot just create a message yourself and just like run with it like SMS. You need to kind of create the message and make sure it's approved by Facebook, and only then it will work. So it's not a like, as with everything, like, you know better than anybody, like, Facebook Messenger rules, they're not as simple as we would want them to be, but there are reasons for that. Same thing goes for Instagram, same thing goes for WhatsApp. But if you know those rules, then yes, like, it's you're going to be able to leverage any mix of the platforms as long as you're within those policies.
And I can say, Mike, that I personally have generally been on Facebook's camp in regards to their changes. Yeah. We all know what happened to email marketing. It became this trash platform that nobody wanted to open. Gmail had to develop systems to avoid promotional material to go into their main inbox. And it's been like dropping every single year. It has a lot of value still, but they were trying to avoid Facebook Messenger from becoming another 20% open rate platform. They wanted to keep it at 90%. They wanted to make sure that people were getting communications that they wanted. And you had to come up with rules, and that's just the way it is. And it's also like, you know, there's many things that I can look at from Facebook's stand. If I worked on Facebook, I would understand 100% why they're doing what they're doing. They need to control that journey because this is Facebook's audience. So both Facebook and Instagram are going to have rules. WhatsApp, owned by Facebook, is also going to have rules. But they're going to give you access because in the end, they're in it because they want to generate business. That's what they're in it for. So whatever changes they do, whatever changes and policies Facebook incorporates, believe it or not, they're incorporating because they're thinking about the longevity of the company and the profitability of the company. The customers, and I always tell the people, look, the audience, the people that are consuming Facebook, Instagram, they're DMing, these guys are not customers, they're just assets. The assets are billions of them, but the real clients are us, the marketers, the ones that are investing money on these platforms. So they're doing it long term to protect us. So you got five platforms here. You got Facebook Messenger, you got Instagram DM, and you got WhatsApp. The other two platforms are the ones that you have free reign. And the importance of having these two platforms is because without them, you're going to be completely under the direction of Facebook. And when you add the text messaging and the SMS handling and the strategies on it, and when you had the email and you make it as part of one conversation, then you have the control over that relationship and you can really provide value. And that's why I always tell people, Mike, and you can tell me your thoughts on this, but I always say, I was right now I'm working on Dan Henry's bot. We created a brand new bot for a planner that he's selling. And as part of the bot, we created a quiz, and it's called the productivity quiz, in which Dan, that's his number one superpower. He knows how to get people to produce a lot more, and he also knows how to get them to sell a lot more, and that's his thing. He's really good at it. He's going to put them through a quiz that we set up on ManyChat. But before we start the quiz, we found with good language how to extract phone numbers and emails. And I give it to Dan, and Dan says, thinking a little bit like old school, he's like, Manuel, I don't know how anybody's going to give you their phone number. Why? Just for a quiz. And I'm like, Dan, trust me, they do. You got to position it correctly because you can say something like, look, I'm going to give you this value. This value is going to be free. And I'm going to show you what is the number one thing that is killing your productivity. That has value, right? Because you're going to be able to produce more. Now, in order for me to give you that value, you need to give me something in exchange. And if you don't want to give it to me, then that's okay. That's your choice. But if you want to get this value from me, you got to give me something back. And that's your phone number and your email. And here's the reason why. I'm going to send you the results here. I'm going to send you promotional offers here. If you don't want them, you can always unsubscribe. So he was like, okay, that makes sense. I'm willing to go through the process. Let's see, right? So I think people are more conditioned now. And I can hear your thoughts. I would like to hear your thoughts on this, Mike. But I think that in 2020, there was a big push on this area on SMSs. And people are feeling a little bit more comfortable about giving their phone number for a business or a brand that they trust in. What are your thoughts on that?
I agree. The numbers that we are seeing is like some of the campaigns that people are running and that I occasionally see have just like the conversion rates into giving out the phone numbers would never be like, nobody would think that that would be even possible, because if you think about something like web and the landing page, the conversion rates would be like, I don't know, 0.5%, 1%, 2%. Like it's on Messenger, when you ask a person for a phone number and you explicitly tell why you need it and what you plan to do with it and what's the value of giving out the phone number, people are seeing conversion rates of like the bottom one that I saw like was about 30%, and the higher ones would be closer to 70%, 80%, 90%. So it's I don't know if, like, what numbers are you seeing in terms of conversion rates?
I was going to tell you, Mike, we're seeing 50% to 60%.
Exactly.
So if I bring in 1,000 subscribers on Messenger, on ManyChat, first of all, I can tell everybody that's here listening to this or you're listening to the podcast, there is no seamless, no more seamless way than bringing them in from Messenger, because Messenger, it's very user-friendly. The user experience is incredible. It's smooth and it's easygoing. Instead of waiting for a website to load and no matter what that platform is, it's a whole different experience on a website. Messenger is absolutely seamless. So when they come in, out of 1,000 people that come in, I am getting anywhere from 50 to 60% opt-in on both emails and phone numbers, which means that I still
Manuel, are you saying 50% for getting both of those or just like one or the other?
If I have 50% on the phone, I'm getting both. And I don't give them the value unless I get both, first of all.
Oh.
I don't. I actually ask for both. The reason for that, and I do make it clear, usually what I do, Mike, is that I find an excuse for me to feel comfortable asking for that, because I'm a marketer.
Yeah.
I got to give them a reason. For example, let's say that I have it's called the stress test. It's an organization, nonprofit organization called Bridge Publications. I did a stress test for them. Massive, massive test. At the beginning of that test, I say, look, I need your phone number because I'm going to let you know once I have your results, because the results are going to take me a while I calculate them. So in your phone, I'm going to send you that note with a link for you to come and check out your results. So that's my excuse there. And then I say, once you come back into Messenger, I'm gonna also be sending a PDF, and that PDF, because of the size of the PDF, I'd rather send it to you on your email. So I wanna send it to you on your email, and I always find an excuse. And the other thing about it, Mike, is that because I'm a marketer, and when you use Messenger, I know you cannot talk about this yourself publicly because you're CEO of ManyChat, but I can tell you the way that I communicate this, especially if I'm talking to an audience that is non-marketer, like an audience that is trying to buy supplements, or they're trying to like do some kind of like lead for a clinic or whatever it is, I might say something like this. I might say something like, look, I want to confirm your phone number below. So is this it? When you say something like that, something that you guys, depending on your experience with ManyChat, you might not know this, but Messenger already has emails. Facebook already has phone numbers. Because of that, the way that ManyChat is set up is that you can actually just have something called a user input and select the reply type as an email or a phone number. And Facebook Messenger, in combination with ManyChat, does something quite magical. It pre-populates a phone number. So all a person has to do is tap it. So I just use wording that makes a person feel comfortable that, hey, well, they already have it on file. Might as well just go ahead and tap on it. So we see if somebody comes in If 1,000 people come in, Mike, we get to see about 500 phone numbers and 600 to 700 emails as well as 1,000 people.
So yeah, that was what I was asking. Like, how many are, like, how much are you getting from both of them? So out of the 1,000 people who are coming into Messenger, you get 500 phone numbers and close to like 600 emails, right? And you're driving those people through like a website, or is it the paid advertisement? So like, is it Facebook ads?
The main thing that I'm using, Mike, is my favorite tools are quizzes, mini courses, resources, and contests. My most successful strategy ever in my history as a marketer was in 2020 in the middle of COVID. It was one particular channel that had digital products, and they had 10,000 people on the audience on ManyChat, and it took us 6 weeks to get to 220,000 people. I created a campaign called the Humanitarian Campaign. I have taught this a few times along the way, in which I took one particular product out of like 27 different products on that digital academy, and I took one product that would be usually sold for $50, and I said, look, we're going to position you as a superhero because we're going through very difficult times right now. We're going to offer it to the world right now because together we are stronger. And we gave it away to a lot of people, and we created a contest inside ManyChat with Google Sheets, very simple integration that also would give every single user that came in a unique URL that they could share, and we gave them instructions on how to share, and we even gave them a player scorecard so they could see at all times what is their position on the scoreboard. Our top participant brought us like 5,000 new subscribers into the platform, and that led us to like that particular e-commerce brand, which is a brand that we have a combination of e-commerce and digital products. The digital products exploded, but the e-commerce products took up to another level. That brand in 2019 had done 10 million. In 2020, it ended up with $22 million. Massive expansion, and ManyChat was the driver. So this is contests, mini courses, resources, quizzes. I create ads on Facebook or Instagram. And if you have a big YouTube channel, we also put ref URLs in the videos. We have not gone super deep with YouTube, with YouTube ads to bring people into Messenger, but we definitely have gone really deep into Facebook and Instagram. And then also, if you have an existing audience, then we just use that audience to make things catch fire, and we get them to participate and engage and help us grow. Especially why, Mike? Because we are really, really providing value. This is not something that we just want you to come because we want to sell you something. No, we want you to come because we want to make your life better. And this is why. We want you to come because we know our information will make it all better. And down the line, yes, I will offer you something. I will sell you something. But in reality, I want to build a better world, and I want to help you. And this is my superpower. So you come in, I'm going to give it to you, and off we go. So we leverage those things along the way to just make our channels growth hack along the way, and we've been able to successfully growth hack quite a bit of them.
Amazing.
I know, but hey, I'm not in your podcast. You are mine, right?
Let's do it.
Anyways, Mike, so okay, good. So I'm excited about that. We are definitely super excited about that. You still have not told us when. So I promise you that I'm not gonna say it anywhere else if you say it here. When we'll be able to see something else here. So come on, I'm going to put you on the spot. Come on, Mike, give us something.
When what? Are you talking about IG and WhatsApp?
When are we going to have IG and WhatsApp? Exactly.
Soon. Like the platforms are coming soon. The number one thing you should do right now is manychat.com/Instagram. That's where you sign up for the beta list. We're going to try and get as many people as we can into the beta so that you could actually like get your hands. Basically, some of the people are actually going to get their hands on the beta like in a few weeks, like if we get them approved, et cetera, because there are already people in the beta, right? So it's a matter of a question like getting approved and getting through that process. But everybody will get at some point that access, and it's not that far away. That's how I can put it.
So what would you say is, okay, so that's coming. That's going to be huge. It's a brand new platform. It's a lot of people, right? It's like...
Yeah, it's going to be huge. It's one of the most important platforms in the social landscape, if not the most important platform.
There is a lot of people, Mike, that don't use Messenger, but they're on WhatsApp or they're on Instagram.
Yes.
So
yes.
We suddenly, out of like just boom, a launch that you guys do, we're gonna get a lot more human beings that we were not able to access before. Would you say that it's maybe like double the Messenger audience or even more?
Yeah, maybe even more. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think at least double. Yeah. WhatsApp is about 2 billion people monthly active users. I think Messenger's latest numbers are closer to like 1.5, or is that?
I think it's about 1.5, and then WhatsApp is about 2.3 or something like that.
Yeah, so that already gives you like almost like a double situation. And then Instagram is over 1 billion. So obviously they're overlapping, but Instagram is really growing fast. And you have to think about another really important variable. It's not only about monthly active users. Monthly active users basically tell you the breadth, the reach of the platform, right? But the other really important thing, in some respects, even more important, is the engagement, the depth of usage. Like if each monthly active user, like what is a monthly active user? Like a person who opened the app right during the month. So compared to platforms, both of them have, let's say, 1 million monthly active users, but one of them is being opened once a month and the other is being opened hundreds of times, basically tens of times every day, right? Which one is more powerful and more important in terms of building an audience, connecting and building those relationships, and ultimately driving business outcomes?
Absolutely.
That's a very important metric that a lot of people are not considering. They're looking at, like we got a 1.5 billion on Messenger. Yes, but think about the amount of time people are spending on Instagram. Think about the amount of time people are spending on WhatsApp. Some people who are using WhatsApp, that's their internet. That's where they live. That's their social network. With the groups and everything else that's happening, it's the number one app that for some countries and for some people, I'm not saying everybody, but I think it's very important to recognize. I do think that those two platforms are going to drastically expand the opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah, not only that, I mean, there's, like we talked about, there's people that I can tell you on Instagram, they just live on Instagram, period.
Yeah.
That's where they spend their day. They don't jump anywhere else. So it really is a big deal. So how important would you say, Mike, is that as part of any strategy that you have on using ManyChat, that you make sure that you're extracting, asking for, finding reasons to extract phone numbers and emails along the way?
Yeah, I think that's like, as we've been saying, there is a reason why we implemented email and SMS support in 2019. And as you remember, we did a big promotion last year by giving out a bunch of free emails, a bunch of free SMS messages, basically like millions of dollars worth of free SMS and free emails to everybody, to all the pro accounts, just because we wanted everybody to go omnichannel, and we wanted to accelerate and to give you a reason as an agency, as a marketer, to really go omnichannel, because you should, as a business, you should own, in the end, you should own that, those connections. And the way you do that is by gathering independent threads, an email address and a phone number. Those are the two things that will always be yours if you've gathered them and got the opt-in from the user. the algorithms will change, the policies will change, the platforms will change, but those two email and phone numbers are the things that are your safety net and are your re-engagement channels. So I don't like, I think that you should do that always. Basically, as soon as you started the conversation with a person, you should always try and capture either an email or an email and a phone number. As you said, you have to give value. You have to make sure that you make sure the person understands why you need that information and why you want to capture that information. So things like mini courses, ability to participate in sweepstakes or contests, giving out resources, everything that you've mentioned are really good strategies. And this is not something that was invented. We pioneered using Messenger as a marketing channel and messaging apps as a marketing channel, but the actual mechanics, the actual psychology is something that's been going on for years. The way that, for example, B2B marketers use white papers, right? You invest money and resources and people's time into creating some research. And instead of just putting it out there, you say, okay, this is some very specific research, right? That's going to be valuable only to our potential customers. We're going to ask for your name, for your company address, your email, for you to get that resource, right? Because this is the exchange that's happening. Basically, you're asking for the person's contact information in order to receive a certain value. So it's the same as instead of trading money for product, you're basically trading the contact information for value.
It's been done for ages, way before even money existed. It's called barter, right? You exchange something of value for something else of value. And that's just the way it is. I've seen a lot of people that are like the naysayers, or like people that say, oh yeah, that thing about giving away something of value in exchange for a contact, all they want is your money. No, this intellectual property that we've accumulated in our area, this particular knowledge.
Mayo, wait a sec. You do want that contact, and you do want to, in the end, you want to nurture that contact and build that relationship, and that's how it gets started. Like the other way around would be to paywall that information, right? So it's just a different, I don't think that it's fair to say, if a person says like, oh, all they want is your, of course the business wants your contact information because they invested their money and effort. They literally paid money to produce a certain piece of content or a certain PDF or research or whatever it is, and they want to build connections with people who are interested in that subject. So yeah, I think that if somebody there are always going to be people who are saying that this is a bad strategy or anything, but look at the results, right? And when I'm doing something and I'm doing research, we're in the same position. Like I'm using a lot of white papers when we're doing research about markets, and some of that research is guarded by people wanting an email address or something else, and you basically give it out, right? That's the transaction that happens. It's like saying that somebody wants, like, you're providing certain services and somebody doesn't want to pay you and just wants it for free. So not sure if that makes a lot of sense.
Makes total sense. And the proof is in the pudding, like they say. And in our case, I could show you case after case after case of people that have been benefited with whatever brands. I mean, if you have a good business, you have something that you can improve in somebody's life. If you don't, then you don't really have a business. It's some sort of criminal organization. So you definitely have to have that value in there for it to make sense. If you do believe in the value that you bring to the world, then go all in, because that's how you do two things. You grow your business, make more money, and then you help people along the way. That's what a true business is doing. In ManyChat's case, what these guys have done, wow. Look at me, I'm a testimonial. I'm a living, walking testimonial of how I've been able to use that platform to get a lot of business, position myself as one of the top in that particular industry, earn awards. You're not seeing this right now, Mike, but I have my ManyChat awards that you gave to me, both of them actually.
Awesome.
So I've been able to use ManyChat to grow my business and grow the businesses of a lot of people. And that in turn helps that family expand and they have a better quality of life. And that in turn helps, I mean, and so on, right? That's what it's all about. Okay, Mike, so I'm gonna just use a few.
In the end, it's all about two things. First, you gotta have a product that brings value to your customers. Like you gotta serve your customers, make sure you understand their needs and have a great product. And then it's about getting that, like basically letting those customers know about your product. And that's where the marketing comes in. I think marketing gets a bad rap when marketing jumps ahead of the product, when marketing tries to market something that is doesn't provide value, right? When you're trying to put that veneer, that initial external package where the product itself for some reason is not delivering value. I think that's a bad situation. But if you have a quality, great product that brings value to your people, then it's absolutely your responsibility to go out and to make sure that the marketing is there, right? Because if you don't market your product, if you have a great product and you don't know how to market it, then people are just not going to know about it. And somebody who has a worse product but has better marketing is going to get those customers and deliver less value because the product is worse. So I think both of those things are important. But I agree, marketing should not get ahead of a quality product. Make sure you have a quality product first.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mike, it's been great so far. Now, I have a question, something that I'm extremely curious. This is a selfish question. It's not going to provide any value at all. I'm absolutely curious about it. My question is, do you get curious sometimes, since you are the CEO of this incredible company, and do you jump into some of the ManyChat bots out there to find out what's going on and dive into it and get curious about it all over the self? So I know you have access to all of it. So do you explore sometimes what's happening in the ManyChat world with your brands that leverage ManyChat?
We sometimes do that for customer research. Me personally, just randomly jumping into bots, I not really, to be honest, because the use cases and the experiences, sometimes they're like it's not that easy to find really unique experiences. Some people are building some really cool stuff. Like I usually mention, like some people are building some games. There was an author that built a prologue, an interactive prologue to a book. So that author, she was marketing her book that she wrote. And she created a messenger bot that was an interaction and a conversation with the lead character and was a prologue to the whole book. So it was, I think that those are the things that are really cool.
Final question. It's been, I think we've gotten a lot of questions answered and you've given us a lot of value. What are a few things that you're seeing? Like I service a lot of small businesses. And yeah. A lot of these guys are startups. And the way that we start is like, you know, I always tell them, look, in the social media world, Facebook, Instagram advertising, it's a big opportunity, but you don't go direct to the consumer and ask for the sale on first contact, on first touch. That's when ManyChat comes in. Let's figure out what the value is that you have. Let's put it all together and let's build you a bot. And that bot, just like you write a book first, you actually create the bot and then you promote it. So mm-hmm. I actually like to put in there like sequences and segmentation and make sure that I have surveys so I know exactly what people are looking to get help with. What do you see since I've realized, especially working with Damon John, that the great bulk of people out there are startups. They have a dream. They want to get something going. They don't know exactly where to go. How would you advise somebody that maybe has a small business that's just getting started, or they are just starting from scratch and they want to start bringing traffic into their brand, their business, generate leads, sell products, etc.? What are three or four things that you're seeing that you can get done successfully with the power of ManyChat?
So if I understand your question, you're asking how to get started and to start with, when you're just starting with your business, how to use ManyChat to grow from like basically zero to some amount of customers.
Nobody knows you yet. Nobody knows you. You maybe you know some basics of Facebook advertising and you know how to drive traffic.
Got it. Do you have a Facebook budget? Or do you have nothing?
You gotta have a Facebook budget. Absolutely. Let's say, for example, if you don't have a Facebook budget, you have to go. You can't grow a ManyChat channel from zero without an audience and without a budget.
Yeah.
Period. So you guys here, if you're listening to this, you will not grow a ManyChat audience with no audience and no budget. There's no miracles here, all right? Unless you have some kind of influencer that wants to give you free marketing, right? But you need to have a small budget to get started. So what would you do with a small budget, Mike?
So first of all, I would figure out, so first of all, I would basically expand, and I wouldn't say that, I wouldn't confine myself only to ManyChat, because when ManyChat started, it didn't have ManyChat to be powered by. So the way we started is we built a product that we thought is going to be valuable for the customers, and then we promoted it through any, like all the free channels that we could access. So one of the first things that we did when we launched the Facebook Messenger is to launch Product Hunt, right? And we got our first 2,000 signups from Product Hunt, and that's when the initial spark started spreading. So
from Product,
that's
what?
One of the things that
from Product what?
Product Hunt, H-U-N-T, Hunt as a going hunting, right? So there is a website that's focused on new, like all the new launches and all the new products that are coming out. And the way you do that is basically you ask somebody to add you to Product Hunt who has a lot of followers. Basically, you reach out to people who have a lot of followers on Product Hunt, and then you ask them to hunt your product, which will go out to their network, and then you ask your friends and family and everybody to go to Product Hunt and check out your product, and if they like it, then upload it. Though, so that's how we got started initially, and I would actually encourage everybody to, like when you're just starting, there is a good essay by Paul Graham, who is one of the startup Yodas, people like the teachers of the startup world. And Paul Graham says, initially do things that don't scale. So like if you have to like go out and like give out flyers for people to try out your app, like do that. Like if you have to, for example, when Airbnb was starting, they would go out and shoot photography for their first hosts themselves. Like an Airbnb founder would come in and like do the photos themselves and to make sure that the listings were good and looked good. When another startup was starting with, that was doing like cleaning service marketplace, they would give out and at some point, like initially they would do the cleanings themselves just to understand how this worked. And then they would basically give out flyers just to get their first customers. When Pinterest started, the founders of Pinterest would be sitting in a coffee shop showing the Pinterest website to like random people in the coffee shop. So do not underestimate the power of doing things that don't scale, because when you have zero customers, you can actually get to one customer just by going out and finding that person yourself, right? When you have one customer, you can get yourself 100x growth by finding a second customer. And if you do that and then you find another two customers, you get yourself another 100x growth, right? So initially getting to your first 10, 20 customers, that could be a very, very manual process. And that will teach you a lot. So I wouldn't start something with Facebook ads, to be honest. I would start, because the initial part, when you don't have customers, you should be talking to your customers as much as you can. If you separate yourself from your customers through Facebook ads, then you're not going to go through that learning process of talking to your first 100 customers and really understanding where there's resonance and people are, where there's traction, and people are really, really hooked and they really love your product, and where it's somebody who is just a tourist or a satellite in terms of their, it's really easy for them to get off and like they're not really retained, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, if you're just starting, that would be my suggestion. It doesn't serve ManyChat not to promote ourselves in this case, but I'm more like, I want you guys to be successful. Yeah, I want you guys to be successful. I want you guys to start your businesses and to get your product right. And once you grow to like some amount of customers, for some people, like getting to 5-10 customers is already an achievement, because they're paying you like hundreds of, or thousands of dollars, and you can already do something with that. For others, if it's something like a sauce or something else, then you like might want to grow that further. But at some point, you'll get to that what's called a product market fit, right? Where you feel like when you go out, you can actually explain what you're selling, why you're doing it, who's your target audience, and you can actually close those sales and do that repeatedly. And at that point, maybe like that's the point where you might want to think about how do you expand, how do you accelerate that growth. But yeah, the first few sales I would do manually.
As real as it gets, Mike, and I appreciate that. That's why you are who you are, man. It's one of those magical things that when you see people that are at the top of their game, the CEOs, the leaders, they're real, man. These people that are the leaders in this world, like you, you guys are not in it because you want to just grow your business. You really talk from your heart and you mean it. This whole thing that Mike just talked about, it's a mic drop thing right here, and it's a clip for us to cut and put out into the world because it's so true. I can tell you that in summary, the one word is hustle, right? Nothing takes away the hustle that Mike went through, the hustle that I have gone through myself, starting from the ground up, literally, rebuilding myself from bankruptcy to where I'm at today. Talking about the unscalable, right? There's a saying that that also goes like this, scaling the unscalable. That thing is like, I go back, I have a company now that it's my brand that I co-founded with my dad and with my wife. And that company was built in 2008. For the first 6 years, it was starving, didn't produce any money. We lost money every year. I remember telling my wife stories about, we talk about how we had a New Year's event with a New Year's party with two kids, a baby and a two-year-old at that point. And we go, we kiss each other, Happy New Year. And then at 12 o'clock, we say, baby, let's go grab some flyers. And then we went to every single car. We got out of the party and put flyers on every single car. And the next day we get on the phones expecting phone calls and nobody would call us. That company today produced over $50 million in revenue last year. But we started from nothing.
Exactly. Nothing. That's nothing. That's how you do it, right?
Nothing takes away that hustle. That hustle has to be a part of it, and you have to go through the process. And some people ask me, here's a big secret, Mike, and you know this. Some people ask me, Manuel, how did you build a messenger platform, a ManyChat, one of the biggest ones in the world, with 1.4 million people in it? Surprise. Money. We had money. Of course, we actually utilize our money efficiently, and we got subscribers for pennies. There was two things here. There was strategy and money. Without money, we wouldn't have gotten to where it's at today. So if you're just starting, listen to Mike's advice and understand that you have to travel the same road that most of us have traveled, whether we sweated, we went through the process, we put the hustle, the time in, we had a lot of failures, we tried a lot of things. I mean, that's the inevitable truth. I had an interview with Ezra. We talked about this a few weeks ago, Ezra Firestone, and the same thing, we talk about the same thing. It's like entrepreneurship and the world that Mike lives in and that I live in is not maybe for everybody. You know, maybe it's better to find a job and get close to some people that you can learn from and get nurtured and become better along the way, so then you can go out and venture, because most people fail along the way. That's the reality of the world of business. So if you want to avoid that, make sure that you learn as much as possible along the way. Mike, I want to thank you for your time. It's been absolutely great. A lot of people are not even
going to know. Can I do...
Go ahead.
Sorry. No, I wanted to like, let me do a shout out and just reiterate certain points but at the end, but didn't mean to interrupt you, Manuel.
No,
and
congrats
on having Ezra. Ezra is actually one of ManyChat's business angel investors. So
I know that.
Love him.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Yeah, we're friends now. I'm going to be speaking at his event next month in Miami.
Oh, amazing.
In May, yes. So yeah, absolutely, Mike. I will stay here with you for hours, man, but your time is really valuable. So go ahead and take it over.
Yeah, I wanted to ask everybody and tell everybody again, if you are interested in the IG beta, go to manychat.com/Instagram and sign up for the wait list. And I'm trying to grow my own, like we're right now launching IG. So I'm right now becoming more active on IG. My influencer game is not that good yet. So if you could go to mike.d.yan, and follow me on Insta, I would very much appreciate it. Let's get my followers up. Come.
Everybody has to do that right now, whether you're on the podcast or whether you are on Facebook or on YouTube or watching the replay, make sure you follow Mike. Mike brings an enormous amount of value. So go ahead and follow him on Instagram, mike.yan, and you'll find him there.
Mike.d. There's a D between mike.d.yan.
That's a lot of dots, Mike. Mike.
I know. I'm trying to get a better name, but okay. You can just search for Mike Yan and you're going to find me.
So there's another Mike Yan. We need to get that guy out of the platform, man, for sure.
Okay.
In my universe, it's only Mike, Mike Yan.
Oh, man, you're being too generous.
Mike.d.yan. You guys, that's what you use to find Mike on Instagram. All right.
Thank you.
Wait, Mike, what else? What else you got?
All right. No, those are the two things. Well, I'm super excited about the IG launch and want to get as many people excited about it as well. And thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure. Manuel, like your story is an inspiration because everybody on the team is working because of the things that we want to enable for the businesses or for the agency partners. And the fact that you've unlocked so much value for your own clients is amazing. So congrats.
Appreciate that, Mike.
Thank you for being a partner.
We really have been on a rocket ride side by side, that's for sure. Indirectly, awesome. But definitely side by side. So that's great, Mike. Thank you very much for being here. We have to do this again. It's actually ridiculous that it's been years that I've been on the platform dominating the game, and I just got you on the camera right now, but we might have to do this again. And I know that you always bring the value. I can tell you that one of my favorite presentations ever was your presentation in 2019 in Austin. I was completely electrified by that. I was not expecting that, but you really brought it. And I'm looking forward to our next live ManyChat convention. So we can keep on going back to socializing again like we used to.
Yes, yes, let's do it.
All right, Mike. Thanks for being here, man. We'll see you next time.
All right.
Keep on following your route.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Right. Bye-bye.
Hey, guys. It's Jimmy again. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Facebook Marketing Ninja Podcast. If you want to learn more advanced ninja tactics to grow your business and master social media marketing, then sign up for the Manuel Suarez Coaching Program by heading over to our website, www.agmninjalab.com. That's www.agmninjalab.com.